Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is troubled by reports of what President Trump told journalist Bob Woodward about COVID-19 months ago. Alaska Public Media reports that Murkowski points to Trump's statements to Woodward in March about intentionally underplaying the threat of the coronavirus to avoid panic. A month prior, Trump had acknowledged to Woodward that COVID-19 was deadly and much more serious than seasonal flu. Meanwhile, in public, he described COVID-19 as less threatening than the flu, saying it would go away. Murkowski says she, like the public at large, has only read excerpts of the interviews.
Some of the things I find quite surprising and quite concerning. But again, I haven't had an opportunity to read these full interviews, but some of the press snippets have been certainly very, very concerning.
Alaska's other U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young did not respond to questions about the president's comments yesterday. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has launched a fundraising effort to support its intercollegiate sports teams. UAF Chancellor Dan White shared the news at a UA Board of Regents meeting yesterday.
The creation of the SHRU All initiative. SHRU All is the Lower Tanana Dene Athabascan word for sport or game, and that is an initiative to raise philanthropic funds for Nanuk Athletics.
Chancellor White also provided assurance that UAF does not plan to cut any sports teams. Meanwhile, Regents yesterday approved a University of Alaska Anchorage cost-saving plan to eliminate their hockey, gymnastics, and downhill skiing programs. Regents said they would reconsider the decision if the UAA teams can raise enough private funds by February to cover 2 years of their budgets. I'm Dan Bross.